ScottSJWalpire.com. Final Days Report, episode 321. Apple Vision Pro, virtual reality, this new technology is a digital zombie stepping stone to total hive mind Luciferian enslavement. We're going to link the elite parasite strategy of ID 2020, transhumanism, and what I call the AI rapture, live forever, to reinforce this one world government goal. Their goal is to turn you into their pets. Mind controlism, my friends. Remember, the seeds of men will not cleave. That is the final beast kingdom spoken of by Daniel. It's a seed war, my friends. Let's lay the foundation. Virtual reality really fits ID 2020, where you're not going to be able to do anything unless you have some sort of DNA recognizer. And they'll probably slow roll it with ID 2020, but ultimately it'll be your DNA, because you know what they're going to do, and we've covered it often, is they're going to do some sort of digital plandemic. They're going to hack your bank accounts. They're going to hack the internet. It's already happening now. My real estate agent was telling me that the cell phone towers went down. Now the social media went down all throughout the United States. They're saying China did it. Give me a break. This is the one world government crowd. They're going to be hacking and hacking and hacking and hacking everything. And ultimately, people are going to be begging for a solution. And it's going to be this DNA ID 2020 type of a system. And we've covered this probably 30, 40 times. It's wicked to be in this beast system with ID 2020. You won't be able to get into social media, the internet, e-government. It'll be part of the smart cities program. Healthcare, no healthcare for you unless you're part of this system. Financial services, food stores. We did a podcast, Mark of the Beast Rising. And I'm telling you, you'd have to scan your cell phone to get into stores in Europe. It's really happening. So they're priming us. They're changing our behavior, our thoughts, feelings, and behavior with this technology, where they're slow boiling us. And they'll be able to ramp it up, I guess, with trauma, with World War III. People will be searching for a solution and or that digital pandemic that I just talked about. And never forget, the Nokia CEO at the World Economic Forum basically said a cell phone, and I'm paraphrasing, will be in you by 2030, all linked to 6G, my friends. You need to think about this new Apple product, this virtual reality system, immersive reality. You need to think about this with the podcast that we did, Digital Immortality, AI Rapture, Final Days Report, episode 290. I should go over scientists. They think that they're close to having you live forever. Reminds me of the scripture, men shall seek death and not be able to find it. And again, I just did more research with CRISPR-Cas9. Biologists believe they can actually mess with your DNA so you can live 25% longer. But at what cost? We should not fear death. Many people have given testimonies, many Christians have given testimonies that have died, did not want to come back to Earth. They said it was more beautiful than anything they ever could imagine. They literally had no words to describe what heaven was like. Then you think about this nanotechnology, this man and machine, this dystopian nightmare of mixing biology, technology, and artificial intelligence, where potentially you can live forever. At least that's what they're going to tell you. Right. So this Apple Vision Pro fits in, moving you into Meta, moving you into virtual reality, moving you into the fake copycat Luciferian AI rapture or live forever, my friends. And let's not forget, Noah Harari, we're setting up this Apple Vision Pro technology, which I think is primarily wicked. And I'm sure there's some good things that you could use with this technology. You know, I was thinking about potentially some good technology, for example. I've always wanted to learn to identify different trees. I bought a couple books. I've read the books. I think there's something about just doing and having somebody teach you, where you're, instead of reading it, you're seeing it, you're feeling the trees, you're seeing them in the different seasons. But it'd be kind of cool to have an Apple Vision Pro go out in the woods and being able to identify trees. Like, you know, so I'm sure there's some good possibilities, but I think the unintentional consequences outweigh the positives. And I just see where they're trying to morph us into this virtual reality world. And again, before we get into the Apple Vision Pro technology, you need to think about what Noah Harari said at the World Economic Forum of what to do with the useless class, because the rise of the robots, the rise of artificial intelligence, they're going to take away a lot of jobs and even white collar jobs, my friends. We need to stay human to human. As an ex-marketer, I was thinking about creating a brand that said made with human hands or from a human, where then you can spend your money knowing that you're supporting a human. That's where this whole thing's going, my friends. But Noah Harari's reply to the question of useless class, what do we do with them? He's like, we're not 100% sure, and I'm paraphrasing, but drugs and computer games, that is this Apple Vision Pro. And again, the synagogue of Satan, this one world government, they want you as their pets, you as their slave. All right, so let's get into some of these videos that have gone viral. The first one I want to play is two men eating food and playing with their Apple Vision Pro while they're eating. And it just reminds me, maybe 10 years ago, I lived in a town where Colgate University was. I was a marketing guy. And I'd go out to dinner periodically and I'd see couples. And I kid you not, years ago, they would just stare at their cell phone and they wouldn't even talk while they were on their date. And once in a blue moon, they'd take their cell phone and lift it up and laugh, and they'd show a picture to their significant other. I'm like, man, these kids do not know how to communicate. I remember thinking that 10 years ago, and now all of a sudden we're seeing this. I mean, this is insanity. There's just a lack of human interaction, this merging of man and machine, this virtual reality. I think it's sad beyond belief, but let's roll it. So for those of you listening on podcast service, two dudes with the Apple Vision Pro, almost like waving. They're obviously making gestures to control the apps that they're using. I think it's scary. This whole thing's scary. Now, the next video I want to show that went somewhat viral is a man. I think he's driving a Tesla, so he has a driverless car. And he's playing his video games. He ends up getting pulled over. I won't play the whole thing, but it just, to me, shows how the youth probably would rather play video games than have the freedom to drive a car that wasn't connected to the internet. I did a podcast, 12 Reasons Why to Keep Your Old Car, because these things eventually will not go past their designated areas. You're going to lose your freedom. There's a war on your freedom on all fronts. And part of me thinks as well, as we go through this technology, I want you to think about this. I did a video with a Chinese police officer, I think, maybe a soldier, who had these goggles on, goggles like this, and could see if, you know, with facial recognition, see if somebody was a criminal. So when will this technology, especially as those people that take the mark of the beast, with that dream I had that I've talked about often in 2008, after these people went into this booth, there's a flash of light. They came out as a hive, mind-controlled zombie class chasing after Christians. And if you're going to be the cell phone by 2030 with that nanotech they injected in you, I think it's a primer, and I think they'll continuously do it, then what are they seeing? What are they seeing in their eyes as they hunt Christians down? What sort of lack of their own thoughts will be happening? I mean, so this is a stepping stone to this beast technology. So he's driving his car and he's like, looks like he's typing with, you know, hand peck typing. He gets pulled over. Kind of funny. All right, this next one I just thought was funny. A guy's crossing a street and he, it almost looks like he's dancing. But I remember when Pokemon Go had some sort of virtual reality game to it, nothing like the goggles. And kids were dying, you know, they were falling off bridges because they didn't know where they were walking. I will play the video from Apple themselves to show what the technology can do if you're having a tough time understanding this. But good night, my friends. It looks like the guy's just lost. People are laughing at them. Good. Good, good, good. All right. This next one is somebody actually playing a video game pushing witchcraft, right? You think about the kids in this Harry Potter area. Witchcraft is everywhere. I mean, it's so demonic. Society is so demonic, but this person's casting spells, it looks like, within this video game. Beyond words. Now, the last one I want to play, and this is a little, it's insinuating he's having sex. And I have heard from a friend of mine, not a Christian, who's into virtual reality pornography. And he was telling me he's got a problem with it. And this guy is just gyrating. I bet you he's watching pornography with this thing right out. He's dressed, but he's going to be gyrating. He's going to go on the ground. Like, are people losing their minds so much that they do not know what reality they're in? Or is he seeking attention? I don't know. But this virtual reality pornography, you think about the unintentional consequences thereof, it's addictive already. And what's going to happen with just relationships? And I mean, it's just destructive. I did a podcast about how pornography, people that are addicted to it, actually their brain has the same waves as somebody that's on heroin. So it's destructive on so many fronts. But you know, if this is too much, don't watch it. And what a crime. It's an absolute crime. So I just wrote down some things about this technology where it could get very, very nefarious very, very quickly. And I'm thinking about like ChatGPT as well, where they're saying people will lose the ability to write. You know, it's about the power of a question with ChatGPT. And we know it's very, very liberal with the answers that it gives you. But you think about this. Let's say this technology becomes in you and it knows your thoughts with the nanotech. And somebody asks you a question, you could ask ChatGPT, you can ask this AIB system, and it can give you the reply. So conversations will be fake in the future. My understanding as well, this technology has different filters. You need to think about TikTok filters, where they make people look better. If you're looking through this glass, you could say, make my husband look like $1 million, put a filter on him. I mean, it just seems like it's this synthetic, fake world. People are going to lose skills. I've covered this before. The rich said that they're going to be able to travel because of their carbon dioxide footprint. That's another thing I did not bring into this. This is a way to enslave you with your carbon dioxide footprint. They said, yeah, you can go visit Venice. You can go visit Europe. You can visit the United States. You can visit China. Only in virtual reality. That's where it's going, my friends. It's just this fake reality. And when I was getting my MBA years ago, I think it was called Third Life, and it was very antiquated. I'm talking years ago. They brought in all these people that would play Third Life for hours, and one woman would get paid as a model. We're like, this is insanity. And my buddy asked the woman a question, you know, what about your family? And she, you know, don't you spend time with them? And she's just like, oh, they understand. They understand. You know, I played hard last night. This is more addictive. And it's just, you need to think about this on how demonic society is and where the laws are going, allowing for pedophilia. They're going to say you can have pedophilia in this virtual world. That'll be the first stepping stone. We're just getting primed for evil. This really isn't the Apple Vision Pro, but it's the overlay of what we're seeing, this overlay of evil. I want to play this video of this so-called art that is just blood-ridden.
This devil worship and shit out of here.
This is going too far. Post your demonic music videos, whatever. People can choose to watch those if they want to. But when families are walking down Venice Beach or just watch a game at Wrigley Field in Chicago, they don't have a choice but to be around this demonic energy. I don't know what Doja Cat's game plan is, but these bloody wax statues of her appearing all over the world is getting weird. I mean, what the heck do you tell your kids when you're just walking by the beach and you see this? When are people going to realize this is more than just art? This is sending a message. This is all plan. I'm going to show you that clip from the beginning of the video. Check this out.
I'm disrupting your whole Doja Cat shot. I don't like it, though. I don't like it. Not in my town. Get this devil worshiping shit out of here. Some really weird stuff going on over here. This man is speech, he don't want me on the court, but I could go around the court.
Right, I'm going to end with just showing Apple's Vision Pro promotion so you get a feel for the technology and what you can do. It's a little long. But have a blessed day. Thank you for your support.
Introducing Apple Vision Pro. The era of spatial computing is here. When you put on Apple Vision Pro, you see your world and everything in it. Your favorite apps live right in front of you, but now they're in your space. This is VisionOS, Apple's first ever spatial operating system. It's familiar yet groundbreaking. You navigate with your eyes. Simply tap to select, flick to scroll, and use your voice to dictate. It's like magic. Apps have dimension, react to light, and cast shadows. Even though these spatial experiences are happening inside Vision Pro, it looks, sounds, and feels like they are physically there. Foundational to Apple Vision Pro is that you're not isolated from other people. When someone else is in the room, you can see them and they can see you. Because you're not limited by a display, apps live in your space. Your photos can be life-size or any size, so your living room becomes a gallery. And panoramas wrap around you as if you're right where you took them. Apple Vision Pro is Apple's first ever 3D camera. Now you can capture photos and videos with remarkable depth and relive a memory as if you're right back in the exact moment. Experiences on Vision Pro can also expand in three dimensions, filling the entirety of your space. Like in the mindfulness app, where you can create a moment of calm. Apple Vision Pro brings the scale and wonder of a movie theater to whatever space you're in. It automatically darkens and casts a beautiful glow into the room. And you can make the screen as big as you want. Spatial audio surrounds you and makes you feel like you're a part of the action. And for an extraordinary cinematic experience, you can bring in a beautiful environment and make your screen feel 100 feet wide. Vision Pro is a wonderful way to play your favorite games.
Curry against Smart.
Just connect your controller and play on a massive screen with incredible audio. With Apple Vision Pro, you can create the perfect workspace, no matter where you are. The web comes to life at fantastic scale. Text is crisp and easy to read. Browsing the internet feels new. And Safari expands so you can see all your open tabs. Your favorite apps from Apple and the App Store are there. You can arrange them however you like and work seamlessly across them.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. Did you receive the deck?
Yeah. I'm looking at it now.
Oh, great. You got it.
So, what did you think?
FaceTime looks and sounds amazing in Apple Vision Pro.
Yeah.
You see people life size, and with spatial audio, you hear them as if they're right in front of you. So conversation is more natural, and collaborating becomes even easier. And because you see the world around you, you can glance at a notification and even connect your Mac simply by looking at it, turning a 13-inch screen into a giant display. In Apple Vision Pro, you can also transform your space with environments, like on a plane. You can now watch a movie on a huge screen in a stunning location. And you control just how immersed you want to be. Because you wear Apple Vision Pro and your eyes are covered, we engineered a system that uses advanced machine learning to represent you realistically when you're in FaceTime. Your persona dynamically reflects your face and hand movements.
I'm doing well, thank you.
So when you're chatting, people see your eyes, hands, and true expressions. 3D mapping provides a detailed understanding of walls, furniture, and even people. So all experiences look, sound, and feel like they are physically there. To power a spatial computer like Apple Vision Pro required an innovative dual-chip design. M2 provides phenomenal performance, and a brand new chip, R1, processes sensor data at incredible speed, virtually eliminating lag. So experiences take place in real time, right in front of your eyes.
Low delivery, great ball inside!
A stunning new way to use the apps we love. A powerful way to relive our memories. A profound new way to be together. And a magical way to be immersed in entertainment. The era of spatial computing is here. This is Apple Vision Pro.
Thank you.